Cap.
This is SB Nation AM.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
And a good morning, SB Nation AM, SB Nation Radio. Tony D, Ron Culver. Hope you had a good Easter weekend as we get ready for draft week. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for draft week? Are you ready for all more and more mock drafts and last-minute prognostications on where guys are going to go and who's going to trade up, who's going to trade down? Where are players like Nick Bosa going to end up? Is it going to be number two? Is it going to be number three? Is Kyler Murray really going number one? You know, this is one of the exciting times of the NFL because no league, and we've been saying this a lot, no league sells you hope better than the NFL. No league sells you the idea that you are very quick to turn a loser into a winner than the NFL. And that's why I think people love the draft, because you're so invested into your team. You want to be invested in almost everything that they do, right? That's why we celebrate the schedule release. That's why we celebrate the start of training camp. That's why we get into even OTAs and voluntary mini camps when the veterans show up, voluntarily nonetheless, to determine what shape they're in and everything. But the draft is its biggest show, has been for a very long time. That's one of the reasons they moved it to primetime, because they know it's the draft's biggest show. That's why they're taking it on the road, as they have done over the last couple of years, because it's its biggest show. In the end, it's just teams picking players that may or may not work, and I think on the surface, we get it, right? Kyler Murray will be drafted number one. He might be a superstar. He might bust out. We always know that. There are some can't-miss prospects. We don't think Nick Bosa, for example, is going to be a dud in this league. I heard, you know, Josh Allen, players like that, are not going to be a dud in this league. At the same time, you never know, but it does give you an idea that when you watch your team during the regular season and you think to yourself, my God, why is every team being able to throw against us because we don't have a secondary? You wait with anticipated breath to see if they take that stud corner out of LSU or that top safety or that whoever it is. Maybe it's an edge rusher to get pressure on the quarterback. These are the things as fans we really enjoy and we really like, and that's what makes this week kind of special, because we feel like even though we're not in on the process, we kind of are in on the process because we're our own general managers. All right, coming up, the NBA playoffs are rolling along, but are they boring? Next.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Hey, glad you could be with us here on SB Nation AM. Hit us up on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That is Ron with two N's, by the way. Make sure you spell it that way, or he's not going to get it, and you don't want that. Hope you had a good Easter weekend. So the NBA playoffs rolling along, right? First round. So if, in case you're just one of those people that goes, oh, let me know when the conference championships are. Here's how we're rolling along in the NBA playoffs. The Celtics beat the Pacers, eliminated them in four games. Golden State's cruising over the Clippers despite that 31-point collapse in Game 2. They're up 3-1. They win on Sunday. The Raptors took care of Orlando, no trouble. They are now up 3-1. Portland beat Oklahoma City in Oklahoma City in Game 4. They're up 3-1. The Rockets are up 3-0 over the Utah Jazz. The Bucks are up 3-0 over the Detroit Pistons. The Spurs and the Nuggets are tied at 2 games apiece, and the Sixers lead the Nets 3-1. Okay, outside of maybe the Nuggets-Spurs series, everybody is in control who lead their series, right? I think the Spurs-Nuggets series is now got it more interesting. I did not think the Nuggets would win Game 4. They did. God bless them, because now they're making something interesting out of a first round that's relatively boring. And I'll say this, listen, I like excellence, right? And I want excellence to shine. I'm one of those people that wants to see the better teams play for championships. I like upsets, don't get me wrong. But I do want, if you're the best of the best of the during the regular season, I want to see you go up against some of the better teams. I want to see the more compelling matchups of the teams that have done it all season long, right? I don't want an 8 and a 7 seed somehow meeting for the conference finals. It's like that way with the NCAA basketball tournament. I feel that way about the NBA. Contrast that to the NHL. The NHL, the Nashville Predators, the team that's in my town, for example, is one loss away from being eliminated in the first round. And if that happens to the Dallas Stars, that game 6 will be tonight in Dallas, Nashville will be the third division winner to be eliminated from the postseason in round one, which includes the President's Cup champions, Tampa Bay Lightning. Now, you've heard me lament about how the fact that the Lightning losing the first round is mind-numbing to me. Just being swept by Columbus is mind-numbing. Now, those people that I follow closely who know hockey better than I do all seem to be in agreement that this is a great thing for the NHL. But not that it's a great thing for the NHL, it's that it's a normal thing in the NHL. People like me say, how could this happen? And I get the response of, that's NHL playoff hockey, man. But let me take a step back and let me tell you something. I like upsets. I don't mind a few. It's kind of adds a little spice. I look at the NBA playoffs, and yep, it's boring. The Pistons aren't putting up a fight against Milwaukee. The Jazz, a good defensive team, haven't been able to figure out the Rockets, even when James Harden goes 0 for 15 to start a game. Was their best opportunity to get a game in the series in Game 3. They couldn't do it. The Pacers couldn't find anything against Boston and now have been swept out of the playoffs. We thought the Clippers could bring a little bit of energy into this 8-1 series against Golden State with that 31-point comeback. Nope, the Warriors have found their rhythm again, and they're rolling along. The Magic took Game 1 against the vaunted Toronto Raptors. No problem, the Raptors win 3 straight and now have a commanding lead. Oklahoma City hasn't found much. Russell Westbrook shot miserably yesterday. It was 5 for 21, and the Trailblazers go on to win that game 4 and lead 3-1. So we're not getting juicy series. We're not getting compelling series. Let's be honest, we're not even given much watch television in round number 1. And then the NHL, and if you're not a hockey guy and just looking at it from a sports perspective, they have given you some drama, some excitement, some talking points. How is this happening? How did Tampa Bay lose this? What are some of the factors? Is it the fact that they were complacent for so long during the regular season? Did that have something to do with it? Become interesting, right? But when I look at whether or not that's good, I don't think that's good. Because once again, it goes back to, okay, so you lost your top guns your upper echelon. You lost them early, and then you claim it's just a hockey thing. Then what's the regular season for? If anybody can beat anybody in any 7-game series, then why sort it out over 80 games other than to make money to pay your athletes? Aren't we supposed to see some separation? Aren't we supposed to see teams rise to the top and be excellent? And actually have celebrate your upsets. Celebrate your upsets. Don't do the, no, we don't sell it. No, this is just a hockey thing, man, and you don't get it. I want to get it. Tell me that Columbus beating Tampa is on another level of shock. Celebrate that as a sport. Say it's historic. Say we're going to remember it. When you diminish it and say, nope, just one of them hockey things, you don't understand. Well, then What do I take out of, how do I get energized over any run my team makes during the regular season? How am I supposed to feel when they go 10-1 over an 11-game stretch? And on the flip side, how am I supposed to feel if they go 1-10 over an 11-game stretch? If they can somehow get to the playoffs, everything's on the table. Right? Everybody's equal. There's no good teams. There's no bad teams. There's no teams struggling. There's no teams on a high. We're all equal. And you contrast that with the NBA, you don't get this in the first round. You're not getting this at all in the first round. Now, the Spurs beating the Nuggets as a 7 seed over a 2 seed. Now, to a novice, that would seem like an upset. And it is. But if you know the NBA, you know the Nuggets are a young basketball team without any playoff experience whatsoever, where the Spurs have players on their team that have playoff experience and multiple years of playoff experience and guided by a head coach who knows how to coach in the postseason. So while the Spurs may be a 7 and the Nuggets a 2, there are factors that would not give you the same feeling of, man, we never saw this coming, like you get in the National Hockey League. I'm begging the hockey people, don't do this to your sport where you diminish things like Columbus beating a massively superior team like Tampa Bay. Don't dismiss it as a hockey thing. Tell people that it's so amazing that it's going to go in the history books, that a team like Tampa Bay averaged 4 goals a game, ran away with the President's Cup. There wasn't even competition for the President's Cup. And yet in 4 straight games, they were beaten. They were beaten by a team that outdid them on the ice. And that should be celebrated rather than tossed aside. Because I've been saying this for a while since Tampa Bay was exited. If that had happened to Golden State after a 72-win season, this would have been the biggest story in sports. It would have been the biggest story at the end of the year in sports. You'd talk about the year in review, top stories of the year, and Golden State with 72 wins being swept in the first round by an 8 seed would be the highlight of the year. And yet in the NHL, you fans, you guys that want to sell people the sport, you're tossing it off and saying, nah, don't worry, it happens all the time. Well, that doesn't get me excited if I'm a newbie to the sport on an 80-game regular season. It just doesn't. It doesn't draw me in. Because in the end, who cares? Just get to the playoffs. Wake me up when it's April. And that, unfortunately, doesn't work. The NBA has fans all year long. Now, granted, the NBA has people that say, wake me up when it's April. And it's understandable. The playoffs are more exciting. Baseball does the same thing. It's hard to get some people into 162 games night in and night out. I love baseball fans. I have a few that watch the Red Sox from my old, the old stomping days. And I have friends who are fans of the Red Sox and watch them every night of the week. And then on social media, Facebook, Twitter, whatnot, they'll complain about little things in game 27. Why are we playing so-and-so at third base? Why is he playing in the outfield? Why are we not changing this? Right? Little details. I love that because that shows massive dedication for a 162-game schedule. You want that. If you're a sport, you want a little bit. You lose it when you tell people that in the end, the postseason is such a crapshoot. It's so wide open. The NBA playoffs right now are boring. I hope they get more exciting. Teams that are on top are staying on top and putting the foot down on their opponents. We have one series, 1 out of 8 that's tied at 2. 1 out of 8 that is tied at 2. 1 that's already done in Boston and Indiana. You hope that this gets more competitive in round 2. I hope. Because this has been easy peasy for these top teams. The NHL had something special. They've got stuff brewing. Celebrate it. That's my advice to you, hockey people. Celebrate it. Because I think the NBA wouldn't mind a few of similar stories going on in their playoffs right now. All right, 800-777-2907, the number. Also on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, Ron with 2 N's. Coming up, the top 10 picks in the draft. I have no idea where the teams are going, but I got a good guess, and I'll fill you in on that next. SB Nation AM.
Listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios alongside Ron Culver. Here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us, SB Nation AM. Don't take a chance on being stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts to get your battery tested. It's free of charge and one of the many services available. If your battery needs to be replaced, the professional parts people will help you find the exact battery for your car or truck. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. So, Ron, was the Easter Bunny good to you yesterday morning?
He was.
Did you get a load of candy?
Well, you know, I just steal from my kids.
That's right. That's what I do. I buy what I like. I give it to them. And then I go, oh, you know what? I didn't know you didn't like this. I'm sorry. I'll take it.
Now, the one thing I'm still not a fan of, and the Easter Bunny seems to leave them out year after year after year, is confetti eggs.
I don't like those either. Those are nasty.
They're just, you know, I mean, thankfully this year the Easter Bunny was smart enough to leave them all out in the front yard.
Good. Yes. Very true.
And the confettiness was outside.
When did Peeps become a bad candy? I never liked them as a kid, but it seems like recently Peeps is just getting ripped. Like, people don't like them and they have no problem social
millennial,
media.
It's a millennial thing. They don't understand the ooey goodness of a hard marshmallow coated with sugar.
That's true. That's true. I was in the store the other day, and they have different flavors, and one of them was pancakes and syrup.
I know. You know what? I mean, just stop. You don't need to dress it up. It's like Oreos. Sometimes Oreos go a little too far.
Yeah, it's just a little too much. Like, I get if you want to do, hey, let's do a chocolate cream-filled Oreo. Okay, that's cool. Maybe you want to do, strawberry. Okay, but I understand where you're coming from. This other stuff is nonsense. Cut it out.
You know, mint is okay.
Mint is okay. Yeah, maybe that. That's right. Mint is okay, too. I get that. But other stuff, stop it. Yeah. Cherry cola.
No, you don't.
Stop it with that. That's nonsense. Stop it.
Pumpkin
I don't need
spice
that.
In the fall.
Pumpkin
like, we don't need
crazy.
That.
Dumb.
Everything
Absolutely
else is pumpkin.
Dumb.
Leave Oreos alone.
People are bored. Just keep making the stupid candy and chocolate and be good. That's what we want from you. If we want fireworks with pop candy Oreos, we'll ask for it. If we don't, leave us alone.
Yeah. So. I mean, be honest with you, Peeps don't ever make it into our house. So, I mean, I haven't had a good Peep in a long time.
No, I haven't either. I don't like them. So my wife doesn't like them. So we never gave them to the kids. We didn't want to, we're bad parents that way. Instead of letting our children decide for themselves,
we just said,
no, we both hate them. And now you hate them too. So
exactly. honestly, here's how people eat Peeps. You eat one. And you may not even eat one. You, like, bite the head off a bunny, and then you're like, oh, okay, I'm good. I remember this now. I remember I didn't like these.
Exactly. My parents were in town. My father is turning 70 this year. I think he's the only guy in the world who loves black licorice.
I got
him a whole bag of black licorice jelly beans for Easter. I say, hey, Pop, I got you. He goes, oh, these are great. I'm like, really? Yeah. I was like, oh, man, you really like those. I thought it was kind of a joke. He goes, no, I love them. Black licorice is red licorice. I get black licorice. What is it about black licorice?
That's actually real licorice.
It is
flavor.
Right. Yeah, that's very true.
I don't mind black licorice every now and then.
But as do you love it though?
I can't say that I love it.
See, that's the bizarre thing. Like, he loves it. Like giving him a whole bag of black licorice jelly beans, that made his day. Like, he loved that. Now, if I got
you're
it,
a
I'd
thoughtful
be like, yeah,
son.
Okay. Yeah, well,
because
I knew.
You're thinking out for him.
I remember my youth getting bags of jelly beans, picking out the black licorice ones and handing them to him. Because I'm like, I ain't eating these. And he would just gobble them all up. So, nevertheless, so excited for the draft here in Nashville this week.
It's
Thursday
happening.
Night. The big party. Can't wait for you and the crew to arrive.
Oh, we're not coming anymore.
No, please don't say that. I was looking forward to seeing everybody come to the,
of course,
come to the
we'll be
city
there.
Of music.
No, we'll be there.
So listen to my little mock draft, because I don't do mock drafts, but I came up with one. Ready?
Yes.
Arizona is going to take Kyler Murray. Nick Bosa is going to San Francisco. The Jets are going to take somebody that they shouldn't have and leave somebody awesome on the board and people will hate. Oakland, I have no idea because it's a massive secret. Tampa Bay is going to take Devin White out of LSU. New York Giants will take not a quarterback. Jacksonville will take somebody on the offensive line to protect Nick Foles, because if they don't, forget it. Detroit will take somebody on defense. The Bills will likely take a tight end or it really doesn't matter, does it, Buffalo? And Denver will take somebody on defense, not a quarterback. That's my mock draft.
That's an extremely detailed draft. I mean, I think people should just write those down.
Write them down.
And, bet the farm on it.
Yep. Now, I have to say that I'm hoping that the Jets management does the right thing. Like, if Ed Oliver's on the board or Josh Allen is on the board, that's who you take. You don't go something crazy.
No, you don't want
and
that.
And do something stupid. Make
you
the
don't
Jet fans
want that.
Poo.
You want the Jets to do something stupid.
Yep. You kind of do, don't you? Because that's kind of the fun part of the draft is watching the Jets do something dumb.
And if the Jets don't, the Raiders will, because I mean, I don't get what the Raiders are doing.
The Raiders sent every scout they had home for the entire weekend and the rest of the draft. They said, get out of the room. We're clearing it out. Me, John Gruden and Mike Mayock are the only people now in the building that know what they're going to do on draft day. They are so paranoid that the scouts are going to leak whatever it is they have. And oh, by the way, the information about them dismissing the scouts was leaked to the media. So God bless them.
You know, I mean, this isn't the ending to Endgame or the ending to Rise of Skywalker. You know, it doesn't need to be held in that much secrecy. I mean,
if you're here's
it's so funny.
No,
to me.
Exactly. Here's the deal, right? If the Raiders are smart, on their board are a number of players that Arizona, San Francisco, or the Jets want. Now, if a team wants those guys, like let's say they want, I'll pick a guy. I'm trying to think of somebody. Josh Allen, but I don't think he'll be available. But let's say Josh Allen's available. Okay.
Yeah, because the Jets went with a kicker.
Let's go with Quinnen Williams, right? Another one that's in the top five. Let's go with Quinnen Williams. Let's say the Raiders want Quinnen Williams.
Josh Allen will be available.
All right. Well, let's say Josh Allen, whatever, right? The Jets will take a punter, right?
Exactly.
Kicker, right? Just like you said. So what you're saying is, listen, if Arizona, San Francisco, or the Jets take Quinnen Williams, you're going to be left with a Josh Allen or a Nick Bosa or somebody else along the lines. You're going to get one of the guys that's projected to go in the top three. Now, let's say the Jags want Quinnen Williams and they move up ahead of you to steal him as they trade with the Jets. You're still going to be left with a Nick Bosa or a Josh Allen left on the board when it's all said and done. Quit panicking. It's not like you're picking 10 where there's so many variables on the board that you better be careful about who you want and it getting out with who you want, because you may lose not one guy but two or three guys before you pick at 10. You're picking at 4. You're going to be picking good players and players that, even if you don't get the guy you want, get a guy that's somebody else wanted.
I believe that the reason why they sent everyone home is because they don't know what they're doing, and they're going to trade it away.
That's possible. That they're going to trade it away is probably what's happening.
Or do you remember that TV show Coach?
Oh yeah, from Craig T. Nelson.
Yeah, yeah. When he got control of an NFL team, he was no longer a college coach. He was in control of an NFL team, and he was it was Coach jumping the shark, basically. But it was a scene where it was the draft, and they were trying to figure out who they were going to take. They had the number one overall pick, and he struggled and struggled and struggled. He finally came down, and he had an idea who he was going to take. He was going to take Keyshawn Johnson. He said, "You can't lose with Keyshawn Johnson," which he's right.
Right.
At that time, coming out of college, Keyshawn was probably the best. The owner made the selection for them, and she traded away the number one pick for land. I can see the Raiders doing something like that.
Exactly.
I can see Prince Adam doing something like that.
That would be great. Mike Mayock, I trust. John Gruden, I could see, is just massively paranoid.
Yeah, well, he's come under fire for so many different things.
Yep.
That he, you know, another wrong move, and it's just, you know, it just raises all those questions. It's like, why'd you leave the booth?
But seriously, I mean, it's... I do understand, but it doesn't, it feels like you are, that kind of public knowledge now that we all have, if you're a scout for the Raiders, this is a slap in the face. Like you just, now Gil Brandt tweeted out over the weekend that sometimes when he was with the Cowboys, this is what they did too. That they wanted to, you know, they worried about leaks and they really did worry about all of the scouts that they had. But this is a little too much. I mean, the idea of just sending everybody home and going, all right, we know what we're doing. Everybody
leave. I feel slighted.
I think I feel slighted.
This is your job. You work all year round, and then finally your day comes, and they're like, no, we don't need you.
Yeah, exactly. I'd feel slighted, too. I think I would probably take it as an insult. Coming up next, who the NFL is negotiating with just to remind us that they make a lot of money. Next.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios alongside Ron Culver. Here's Tony D.
Forgive me, I'm late to the party. I thought the NFL was supposed to be dying. I'm sorry. Am I missing something? Just didn't seem like that long ago. We were talking about the NFL and it was on this. It's heading down the spiral descent. Nobody was watching anymore, right? The Colin Kaepernick flag situation was causing people just to turn away. Nobody wanted the product anymore. People were giving up tickets. It was the beginning of the end. Now the NFL is, the reports are that they're negotiating with, get this, both Amazon and Disney for the rights to Sunday Ticket. They're already tempting to try to, Amazon is streaming, already in rights to stream Thursday night football games. They want Sunday Ticket away from DirecTV. That's going to be a blockbuster deal if it does go down. A blockbuster deal. This league prints money like better than anything I've ever seen. It's unbelievable. People want a piece of this so badly. If you own a franchise, this is the only thing you have to do. You can give up all your other business interests. If you own an NFL franchise, just take that and just keep printing money for you and your family for the rest of your life. I have no idea what Amazon or Disney is going to pay. I guess Disney, correct me if I'm wrong, Ron, they're doing a Disney Plus, right? Where,
yep,
a streaming service.
Comes out in November.
I don't know if you would get it through that, or Disney also is owner of ESPN. I don't know if ESPN Plus. I don't know if you'd get it through that. I don't know basically how it would be delivered. I'm not sure.
If this was
what
to
I
happen,
know is it's going to cost a lot of money.
I mean, if this was to happen and Disney was to get the rights, because Disney was planning on rolling it out until like late October, early November. They'd have to roll it out much sooner.
Yeah, much sooner is right.
Which I don't think they would mind, because like, okay, you know, Disney, just as much as the NFL, prints money.
Yeah, and listen, I've been waiting for the DirecTV Sunday Ticket situation to grow or end. I was surprised, to be honest with you, how DirecTV kept it all these years, right? Kept it out of the hands of other people that wanted it badly and could give wider range of distribution, right? There are some people, satellite TV doesn't work for them. They can't get it. So DirecTV went, okay, if you can't get it, if you honestly live in an area that can't get it, you could still buy it, and you can buy it with online streaming. And then people, let's say satellite television isn't your cup of tea because you don't like the way the weather works, or you just don't want a dish on your house, or maybe you're just a fan of another cable company for whatever reason, right? And you just don't want DirecTV, but you want it. You can't get it. If you can get DirecTV, you can't get the Sunday Ticket through the online streaming. You'd have to get it through your television. Now, if you live in an apartment, for example, that doesn't have directional and you can't get it, they'll let you buy the streaming. If Amazon or Disney comes in, that's going to open this product up to a larger amount of people. Now, I don't know what that would mean in terms of cost to you or me, if that's what we want out of market games. But I do know that the distribution would be literally universal. Anybody that had an internet would be able to stream out of market games. Now, if I'm the NFL, this is fantastic. This is just another revenue stream that's going to, I mean, whatever DirecTV was paying for this, AT&T was paying for this, Amazon or Disney is going to fork over a lot more money than that for this service, because the NFL knows they'll be going to be able to hit a wider audience. I mean, it's again, it goes back to the first point I made at this segment. It wasn't that long ago where the NFL was pushing back on all of these things that were causing it bad publicity, right? Whether it was the Kaepernick situation, kneeling, the anthem controversy, people reacting to that, whether it was the domestic violence situation that was going on in the league and how the league was mismanaging that and poorly handling that, to concussions and the fact that mothers now were not letting their kids play football. We were starting to see a decline in youth participation in the sport that would end up trickling it up to interest as these kids got older and families were looking at other alternatives for their sporting needs, right? All of a sudden, all these people that wanted to take their shots at this league and take their shot at this sport and thinking someday soon this is going to die. And listen, I got worried for it too. Not in my lifetime, but I was worried for it down the road, because There was a time where boxing was king. There was a time where horse racing was king. Those are now on the periphery sports, almost specialized sports. Very few people talk about the heavyweight championship of boxing anymore. Very few people even pay attention to watch it or make an effort to watch it. And the NFL, I was worried that there were just too many people chomping at the bit to take the league down. Remember, there were articles written about how this was also a political movement to try to take down the powerful National Football League as a corporation in America. I don't know if I buy that, but the idea that some people did, you know, seemed plausible to me. But when you look at little things like this, and this is just a minor detail, right? People, companies want this product to sell. They want this product to deliver to people at a price. They want, whether it's over-the-air radio, television where they sell advertising, or you buy it and you can now stream all your football games on your iPhone, iPad, computer, laptop, whatever. It really is. It's amazing how this league continues to just back away from every controversy and continues to find ways to thrive. Right? I mean, no matter what. I mean, you can look at the Super Bowls. When I was at the Super Bowl, NFC title game, right? That NFC title game mistake, right? That was on the forefront of everybody's mind when Roger Goodell took the podium. You could look at it two ways from a standpoint of how healthy this league is. One, you could say, well, if you keep making calls like that, it's just going to alienate so many people that they'll turn away. Or the second thing, the more optimistic look, was saying this got so much buzz, so much attention, so much conversation that the league should fix it, but should also love the fact that this made such news and was so important to so many people that the league gets it right, that they're almost supporting the league in making the right decision so it doesn't happen again. That they're not disappearing from the sport. They actually want to force the league with their voice to make the league even better. It was just a couple of years ago that people really took their shots at the NFL. Now, Amazon, Disney, whoever lands this, maybe it's Amazon, maybe it's Disney, whoever it is. They're not doing it because the league is dying. They're not doing it to resave the league. They're doing it because there is still a million-billion-dollar league that is absolutely has a consumer base that is dying for the product. And I just think it's noteworthy in that regard. There are two things that went on this month. There are two things that this league's done that garnered news, right? Released its schedule, which is really a non-holiday holiday, and has its draft. Its draft is a party now. Its draft, listen, I can tell you with boots on the ground here, every night on the local news, they're talking about the city and the planning and the parties and who's who. There are country music stars putting out mock drafts. There are country music stars that are cutting commercials for the draft. There are country music stars talking to Mike Vrabel about football and talking to the Titans and showing up. It's a huge celebration. Now, a lot of it they're doing to support Nashville, not necessarily in the NFL. They're supporting the city. But it goes hand in hand that an event that is just simply teams making picks for players of the future has now turned into a gigantic spectacle that rivals anything that goes on. I don't know if the NBA could pull this off. And the NBA draft is a popular thing. But I don't know if the NBA draft could pull this off. If the NBA draft was coming to Philadelphia, would it be as big as when the NFL draft came to Philadelphia? Good sports town. I'd have to ask Eitan Shander about it. Good sports town, NBA popular, Northeast especially. Would it be as big? I don't think it would. I don't think it would be. Of course, I have no doubt that it wouldn't be as big if it went to Dallas. I have no doubt it wouldn't even exist if it went to Nashville. There's no NBA team here. Only the NFL can pull this off. Dying, please. Y'all should have been warned. This was never going to happen. That league is too big. And now... These two big multi-billion dollar corporations are going to dump a whole bunch of money in the NFL's lap.
The lack of attendance is going to hurt the NFL, Tony.
I know. It was said all the time. People are turning out. Ratings are down. People are giving... Great. So they give up their season tickets for another person that's dying to get them, been on the waiting list 50 years. Please. I kind of secretly hope this deal goes through.
I do, too.
I kind of hope it goes through.
I mean, you know, for me, like, I saw a tweet. It's like, I don't really care about, you know, NFL or, you know, the NFL package on DirecTV or whatever it is. I just care about NFL Red Zone. Just don't mess with that. And that's me giving money directly to the NFL.
Yeah.
I'm cutting out the middleman. I'm just giving it directly to the NFL.
No, absolutely.
But, you know what? I mean, Amazon is a strong player. I would love to see it on that new Disney streaming service because I'm already buying it.
Yeah.
You know, it's already got my money. So it'd be like, oh, that's great.
I would love it. I would love it.
ESPN would love it.
So it's who knows where this – I don't know. I think the I've had DirecTV. I've had the Sunday ticket. There have been times where I couldn't get DirecTV and I didn't get the online service. I've missed it when I haven't had it. I've loved it when I've had it. I'm a little different consumer. I spent 10 years covering the Broncos and in Denver, and so I had DirecTV and I had the Sunday ticket, and very rarely would I use it as much as I did because I was always going to the games, and that was the only game I had to pay attention to. It's really hard for me to, you know, even as a Steelers fan, hard for me to watch the Steelers live when I was supposed to be watching the Broncos live or I was at the game. So I wasn't using it as much, but man, it's, you know, when I did have a chance to settle in and use it and find it was great. I loved it. It's great. It's a great. I hope it does get more widely available to people. But boy, look out, NFL, from the money standpoint. They're just gonna rake it even more.
Just keep. Who would be on their dollar bills? I guess. I mean, obviously Goodell right. would be right.
Yeah, it could be Goodell. Maybe they pay homage to Pete Rozelle. You know, as a for the guy that really got this ball rolling for them.
You throw it in. You know. Maybe like have a hybrid of like Rooney's, Al Davis.
Yeah, yeah. You know, can do that.
The guys who like, you know, who helped Lamar Hunt, who helped create the merger.
You could totally see that. Yeah, put it on the Bills. I love these. That's great. That is so great. It's NFL dollars. It's like real dollars, but we control everything. It's awesome.
You can use it anywhere.
You can use it anywhere. Just with our stuff.
I mean, you know, be honest, if they actually did that, I think it would be bigger than Bitcoin in like a couple of years.
Right. Oh, that's great. All right, 800-777-2907. It's Tony D. Ron Culver. It's SB Nation AM.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios alongside Ron Culver. Here's Tony D.
All right, so again, the NFL draft coming up on Thursday, running through the weekend. Oh, we're going to have a lot of good draft coverage on this network. So make sure you listen in, especially on draft night, to all the analysis. From Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, but God, nothing, I hope city nothing pulls more off. Detailing or compelling than your draft, your mock draft earlier this
My
hour.
Mock draft. Defense, guy that's not a quarterback, a guy that won't help them at all, and hopefully a guy on offense.
Yep.
That's my mock draft. That's it.
The pinpoint accuracy is
it's pretty much
uncanny.
It. Yep. It's going to be Kyler Murray, Nick Bosa, and then somebody they'll hate, a secret, Devin White, not a quarterback, somebody on the offensive line, defense, tight end, defense. That's it. That's all I got. It's my mock draft. Enjoy it. Take it to the bank.
That's right.
That's what's going to happen. I am still really curious of the Giants at 6.
Yeah,
the Giants have another... They have another
you
pick
know, I believe anytime we're
so.
Curious about a team at a certain number, I just believe they're going to trade it.
Which team is likely to trade out of the top 5? San Francisco?
No.
Nick Bosa's well,
you
too
know,
good
actually,
of a talent
I could
to
see,
just leave on the board.
So I think the 49ers need help on defense.
So Nick Bosa helps them immediately.
Yeah. I don't think
the Jets go anywhere. I think the Jets would the Jets absolutely
I think
keep
the Jets,
third pick.
I think the Jets try.
To trade out?
Yeah, I think we hear rumors, but nothing happens.
But they don't? I think the Raiders are probably the best bet. I could see the Raiders going, okay, look, because the Raiders have, what, 3 picks in the first round? So they have 24 and 27, if I'm not mistaken. So they could go, look, we've got 24 and 27. We're going to get some value there. Let's get out of this four pick. Let's trade down to, let's say, 11 or 12. Let's say one of those teams, Green Bay or whatever, it wants to move up. We'll get to still stay in the top 15. We still got guys on the board that we like, but we also get a lot of value later on.
Yep.
Totally see that.
How much would a fourth round draft pick cost?
Oh, that's a good question. They used to have a chart about this, remember?
Would that be at least two picks? Maybe three? If you were to get, like, you know, in that same draft, you know, obviously you'd swap first, but then could you grab, like, a third and a sixth?
I think you could get a third and a sixth. I think you could get a third and a sixth. Or at least, at worst, a third. Yeah, you could get a third and a sixth, I think. There used to be a chart for this. And I wish I still had access to one, because I remember seeing one one time years ago, and it was like fascinating how they value these things. But yeah, so if you're the Raiders, that's probably what you're doing. But with the Raiders, you want to make sure you're with the right playing partner, right? You want to make sure the partner that you're trading up with is got these assets that you're really interested in. But yeah, I could see the Raiders being the only one out of the top five trading out.